I would be really embarrassed, and I guess it wouldn't matter because I'd be dead. But if I died suddenly, like on the radio or something like that, yeah. that would be a nightmare. I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Do me a favor, if it happens, just say I'm sorry and put your chin to your chest.
Yeah, don't fall out of my chair. That I wouldn't want that. I don't want to be murdered either.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that I hate too.
Yeah.
Thinking about that, because it would be so sad for your family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that helpless feeling. I also don't want to die dumb. That's my big thing.
Yep.
Like not as smart as you were right now?
No, like doing something stupid.
Oh, gotcha.
Like taking a selfie off the side of a cliff and tripping.
Mm-hmm. What about like on the toilet?
The Elvis way? I've thought about that so many times.
I like think I'm going to like fall in the shower and I'm just going to be like
that's dying dumb.
The shower. Well, it's not dumb. Like that happens all the time. It's slippery in there.
I know, but think about how comical it looks. Like if you saw a video of your death.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I was thinking about?
Slippity, like, slippity.
If you died suddenly while watching porn.
Yes, and your penis nude, is in your hand.
Yes, and somebody walked in and found you, that would be a nightmare.
Do you guys have, like, a phone person designated if you die?
No.
What?
What does that mean? So.
Like, they are the ones that, like, wipe all the stuff off of your phone. Like, they are the ones that know that they are to get to your phone first. They have
I'm sure my wife could do that. She has all my passcodes.
No, I mean... like the stuff that you don't want your wife to see, like the weird stuff.
There's nothing on my phone that I don't. My wife can go on my phone anytime she wants.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's anything too weird on my phone.
No.
I have a on my computer.
Oh,
you know, I'm putting in my will. Like, there's a Chromebook. Don't look in there. Okay, you just gotta trust me. Don't look in there. Throw it in a fire.
Honestly, the porn I look at, I search for girls that look like my wife.
Mm.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah. Weird.
I know. I like thick girls.
That's weird.
I know. Once in a while, I'll look up, you know, something a little weird, but not so weird to where I'm like, I don't want my wife to see it. Mm. What's she going to be like? Oh, my God, he masturbated to midgets. Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to be, like, collapsed on the bathroom floor with hardcore pornography playing on my laptop.
Dude, listen to this. A really good friend of mine back in the 90s, right? he lived with his mom, right? Good-looking guy. He worked with me at the bar I worked at, right? He calls me up one day. He goes, dude, man, I messed up so bad, dude. I don't know what to do. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life, man. I don't know, man. I go, let's go have a drink, man. Let's talk about it. So I meet him at the pub around the corner from his house, and it's like a mile from my house, and he tells me, and I'm laughing so hard, and he is distraught. This guy, this is how long ago it was. He had a VHS tape of a porn. His mom worked had a day job. He worked at the bar with me at night. So she was at work. He got super high, put in the VHS tape, started masturbating, passed out.
Oh, my God.
She came home, the porno, because VHS tapes, the way they would go to the end and they would start over.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes home. He is on the couch, wiener in hand. Flaccid wiener.
Oh my God.
Why did he fall asleep? Was he on pills?
Yeah, no, he was messed up. Yeah, he was. I don't know what he was on. But
he
said I was super high.
Okay.
She walks in. His flaccid penis is in his hand, and the porno is just playing.
Uh-huh.
And he said it was a real freaky porno too. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me what kind of freaky, but he said it was. And he said she was crying and screaming at the same time.
Oh,
like how could you do that? Like freaking out, and he just had to jump up and like pull his pants up and be like, oh God, you know, like, how do you even,
it would be difficult. My grandma caught me one time, my bubby.
Oh,
I was just, thank God it was just a magazine though. And I don't think I was in process. I think I was just looking at a magazine, and she just like barged in my room.
Yeah.
And she just,
did
like,
she know what you were doing?
Yeah, she stopped and like, she was like, she did this. My dog, she did this. She goes, I won't tell anybody. And then closed the door. And we never spoke about it ever again.
What a great bubby.
Yeah, she rocked.
Oh, my God.
You ever been caught?
Yeah.
By whom?
Oh, man. There was a... Well, my dad embarrassed me. I remember I was about probably 11 or 12. It was right when I first started getting into that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
you know, back when you were just shooting blanks.
Right.
Because I remember first time blanks didn't happen, I was like, what's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Of course.
Whew, crazy, dude. Anyway, but we're at the dinner table. Ugh. And my dad wouldn't like ask me to pass, like, I don't know, the green beans or something. He's like, hey, son, you know, pass me the greens. He goes, use your left hand. I saw what you were doing in the bathroom earlier. You want to make sure the door is fully closed next time. And I was like, oh, God, no. I was just scratching my balls, Daddy.
Jeez.
My siblings and my mom, everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. My mom caught me. I wasn't doing anything, and I think she thought I was. She just saw me nude, and I was, like, getting into the shower, and I think she thought I was and went, oh, my God, and, like, shut the door.
Well, I wasn't even doing the shower. Why was she going in the bathroom?
I don't know. Like, I guess it might have been that time, like, when you're a boy and you start to transition into a man, you know? So she was just like, you know.
She was hiding behind the shower curtain. Oh, my God!
But that was when I wasn't doing anything. I was not touching myself.
Yeah.
Kelly, ever been caught?
No.
Sounds like a...
Uh-huh.
I mean, Jeff, but that doesn't count.
Oh, no.
That kind of counts.
I mean, a little bit.
I mean, did you not want him to know? Or I mean, were you doing it so you got caught? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, he wasn't supposed to be home. It was in the middle of the afternoon on like a Wednesday.
Oh!
So what was his reaction?
He's just like, oh my God, what are you, in the middle of the day? I'm like, get out of here. This is my own personal business.
He doesn't do it in the middle of the day?
I mean, he works outside of the home, so I would hope not.
What about on a weekend?
I mean, maybe. What is going on over there?
Is that what he walked into?
Oh.
Oh, that's, I was like, what is it, so bassy?
Yeah, I just looked at vibrator sound, and it's a JBL speaker. Okay. Vibrator.
It's
yeah.
like making my brain tickle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not the only thing that made you tickle. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. One time for the kids. Hold on. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Kelly's not.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like it.
Is that what? Okay.
Okay. Did Jeff jump in?
No.
Yeah, hey, I had a buddy. He took the laptop into the bathroom. And he had his in-laws over at his house, and it was the laptop was connected to the Bluetooth, and their
And
he was watching porn, and he thought he had his on mute. And when he came out of the bathroom,
yeah,
they're all looking at him like,
Sick bastard, demented dickhead. Your friend is.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, take a night off if your mother-in-law is at your home.
I thought he was going to say that it fell in the tub and he died.
No, true story. I had that happen to me, and I played it off. I had my iPhone hooked up to the Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was listening to a podcast while I was cooking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to tell her to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, I was in the bathroom and I started looking at porn. And Zane was still living at home and stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, it was like weird porno stuff. And I was like, why is the volume not working on my phone?
And you turn up loud?
I tried to like turn it down because I didn't want them like hear it through the bathroom door. You know what I mean? And I was like, why is it? I was like, that's weird. And then I could hear it a little bit. And I was like, that's not coming from my phone. Oh! And so instead of like freaking out, I just like walked out of the bathroom and let it keep playing. And Zane's like, what is that? And I go, I got you, buddy. I was trying to make it look like you were, I thought you were in your room. I was going to try to make Leah think that you were masturbating, but.